You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Here in Idaho, drug trafficking crimes are punished with mandatory minimum sentences, meaning a person convicted of such a crime must serve the time that is prescribed by our state law. Even judges cannot reduce that time, even if he or she wants to. Those charges are decided by and brought by a county prosecutor's office. That brings us to an online petition currently going around asking that the Ada County Prosecutor's Office drop charges against three truck drivers who were charged with transporting hemp across state lines. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Tracy Olson. She is the person who started this petition, as well as State Representative Alana Rubel, who during this last legislative session co-sponsored a bill to eliminate mandatory minimums. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
So first, let's just get updated on these three truck drivers, who they are and what they were charged with and why.
Okay, so there are three truck drivers. These were in separate incidents, but all have been charged with basically drug dealing. I mean, transporting marijuana. Now, it's important to note that they were transporting industrial hemp. So this was these were plants that had less than 0.3% THC, so you could not get high on them. Mm-hmm. You can use them for rope or paper or a
clothes,
lot of other
things. All those kinds of things, right.
A lot of things, but you can't use them as drugs. And they were arrested for driving this cargo across Idaho, unaware that Idaho was still one of the few places in the nation that bans transporting hemp. Hemp was legalized last year federally by the 2018 Farm Bill. It's legal in virtually every other state, but not Idaho. And so Idaho charged them with being drug traffickers, which carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years, no possibility of parole.
And we should note, though, that one of these incidences happened after the federal law went into effect, yet this individual was still charged. And this was the individual, I believe, that was going from Oregon to Colorado with the very large amount of industrial hemp, correct?
Right. That's Dennis Palomarchuk. And you're exactly right. He thought it was legal. I mean, this is a guy, I think English is his second language, working guy, works for a company. They just, you know, told him, this is your load today. This is what you got to drive. He had his bill of lading, never dreamed that what he was doing was illegal. He voluntarily presented himself with his bill of lading at the port of entry to the first official he saw, saying, you know, here I have 6,700 pounds of industrial hemp. And they said, you're going to jail. Basically, they charged him with drug trafficking, and the ISP called it the biggest marijuana bust in Idaho history.
So, Tracy, your eyes are big right now. So when this happened, why all of a sudden, you know, decide to do this online petition to get people to sign this petition to try to get the charges dropped?
I had seen met up with Representative Rubel at an event, and we were just talking about this situation. And the day before, there had been a report that the state of Idaho had tested the product, and it determined it was hemp. And there was a court order to release that information that they didn't. The state wasn't going to release the information, but there had to be a court order. So that in itself made me upset. But the whole injustice of this whole thing, it's so wrong that they're doing this. And we were just talking to Representative Rubel, a few of us, to say, well, what can we do? What could we do to help this? And we kind of talked about different ideas, threw things around in an online petition. I'm like, I can do that. I can start a petition. So I went on change.org the next day and started it.
Mm-hmm. So. And we should note, because I think that people may not be aware of in our state how charges are brought against someone. So and correct me if I'm wrong, Representative Rubel, because you are an attorney, I am not, is that a prosecutor's office, in this case, Ada County, Jan Bennett is the prosecutor for Ada County. It is her office who they are. The police officers come with their investigation. And then the prosecutor's office gets to determine if there will be charges, what the charges will be. Will it be a felony? Will it be a misdemeanor? Whatever a prosecutor's office decides that the charges will be, will stick. A judge cannot change that. A police officer cannot change that. The sheriff's department cannot change that. Idaho State Police cannot change that.
That's exactly right. And that was why Tracy pursued this path, because she asked me, you know, how could this be fixed? Who can fix this? And I said, well, a judge can't fix it because Idaho's mandatory minimum laws have taken all power away from judges on sentencing. Now, I think in a more rational world, a judge should be able to look at this case and say, wow, it's really silly to send this truck driver away for 5 years for delivering what he thought were innocent farm goods that are legal just about everywhere else. But Idaho has stripped judges of that power when it comes to what they call these drug trafficking offenses and put all the power with the prosecutor. So the prosecutor has 100% of the power and discretion and decision on what charges to bring, whether to bring charges at all. And the prosecutor could solve this tomorrow if she wanted to. She could drop these charges tomorrow and these drivers would be able to go on their way without a criminal record, without prison time. And the criminal record is a big deal because in a lot of places, a commercial driver's license, you can't get one if you have a felony using a motor vehicle on your record. So they're going to have a really hard time getting a job, even putting aside the prison time. The only way they can go out in this world with a clean record right now is if the prosecutors use that power and discretion that they have to drop the charges.
And I wasn't aware of that until I talked to her. So once I knew that she has this discretion, it just was infuriating to me that hasn't happened, especially in light of the farm bill being enacted and that hemp has been taken off the controlled substance list.
And that we do know that this was hemp.
And that we know that it was hemp. And so I just felt like people need to be aware of, one, the role the prosecutor takes in this, but also the fact that the mandatory minimum sentencing reform bill failed to get a hearing this legislative session, which could have fixed this problem, but it never made it out of committee. And so I just feel like, as a citizen, that our elected officials need to be held accountable for the decisions that they make. And these decisions can drastically impact people's lives for the negative or for the positive if they made good decisions. So I just felt like the Ada County prosecutor needs to feel some public pressure on this.
And Representative Rubel, how does it so how does the federal farm bill jive with Idaho law, because this is interstate commerce,
right,
that we're talking about?
Well, that's a really interesting question. And I think this guy got caught in just the worst possible window of time. What the federal court, the company that he works for, made the case that because this was legal federally under the Constitution's Interstate Commerce Clause, a state can't arrest somebody for transporting a federally legal good through states. Mm-hmm. And the court said, well, that's basically true, except that the federal government hadn't finished promulgating the rules that go along with the farm bill. And that once those rules are finished being promulgated, then no state can stop you from transporting goods. But because those rules haven't been finished yet, if you will, which will probably be finished within this year, this guy just got unlucky. He just got caught in that little window of time between when the statute had passed, but the rules that go along with it hadn't been promulgated yet. And so it's just a weird glitch that seems to me very unfortunate to hold 5 years of prison over a person's head for kind of innocently stepping into a glitch in the law.
Because then also goes back to Idaho's mandatory minimums, which, exactly, as Tracy said, you co-sponsored a bill, no hearing. What will you do next year?
Well, we got a hearing in the House.
You got a hearing in the House.
Got a hearing in the House, passed overwhelmingly through the House, passed with a supermajority through the House. But it was blocked in the Senate by Senator Leahy, who chairs the Senate committee, largely at the insistence of prosecutors. It was really the prosecutors who were the principal ones pushing to block that reform bill, because they insisted that, you know, it's deterrence and you can trust the prosecutors. There's no need for judges to have any power or discretion in sentencing on these offenses because prosecutors are good, reasonable people, and they know when to drop charges. And we can all rest assured that they will never, you know, keep pushing charges if it results in an injustice. So I heard a lot of testimony and a lot of behind the scenes talk from prosecutors about how prudently and wisely they exercise their discretion and that there need be no fear of injustice. And so I'm hoping that we will see an illustration of such wisdom in the form of dropped charges against these hemp truck drivers.
And Tracy, how many people have signed the petition at this point?
As of 5 minutes ago, it was almost 8,300.
What do you plan to do with the petition?
Our hope is to get an appointment with the Ada County Prosecutor Jan Bennett this week. Representative Rubel is working with it to present the petitions and urge her to drop the charges.
And I plan to go in. This is very bipartisan. So I wrote an article with Representative Dorothy Moon, who is on the right wing of the Republican Party. And we both fervently agree that charges should be dropped here. So we would like to go in together with Tracy Olson here and probably with Representative Judy Boyle as well, another very right wing Republican, and present our case and have a chance to have a conversation with the prosecutor.
And I did want to say that we did invite both of them, but they did want to join us on the show today. They just had appointments that they could not change. So I think that is a good point to make, that this is bipartisan, because sometimes I think we can go down a rabbit hole of believing that this is a one-sided issue.
Right. This issue, and specifically with respect to the hemp drivers, there is a lot of bipartisan support. The Freedom Foundation and the ACLU were both out there pushing this petition. So,
And
the underlying reform bill for mandatory minimums was also very bipartisan and passed with very strong Democratic and Republican support on the House when it was actually allowed to get a vote. It was never allowed to vote in the Senate.
Will you bring it back next session?
I will bring it back until it passes.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today have been Tracy Olson. She was the citizen who decided to do this online petition to get charges dropped against three truck drivers who were doing interstate commerce, taking hemp from one state to another, going through the state of Idaho, and now are charged with mandatory minimum drug laws, as well as State Representative Alana Rubel. Thank you both so much.
Thank you. Sign the petition.
Change.org.
I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.